Yep, I agree. You know, there's no perfect answer. You know, obviously, all electric cars, yeah, you have no tailpipe emissions, but when the battery pack is done, you have a lot of hazardous materials to dispose of, heavy metals and things. A lot of it you can recycle, but you still there's still a lot more of an environmental impact. If you're going all electric, then, you know, it is led on to with versus tailpipe emissions, CO2, you know, because trees filter that stuff out. And, you know, they're getting more and more efficient, and the catalytic converters are getting better. And, yeah, it's, you know, at this point, over century-old technology, the internal combustion engine, but it just works very, very well for how we use it around, you know, around how most people use it. But the electric aspect I'm most intrigued by is the lack of maintenance, the lack of oil, like there really is nothing that you have to maintain on it other than tires and maybe brakes if you're not in regen, but there is no constant oil and oil disposal and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, there's still other systems that have to be maintained, like you say, brakes. You still have to lubricate and maintain your wheel bearings of some sort. There's always going to be a little bit, but there's gives and takes to it all. And as far as the battery pack, once your range starts to drop and they determine that that battery pack is no longer suitable for the road, in a lot of cases, those battery packs can be recycled. They could be used in, say, a home storage from solar electric into your inverter. All they have to do is eliminate the bad cells that are dragging the battery down, and they say on an average they could get between 5 and 10 years more life out of that battery before it has to go to be recycled completely. I mean, things are still coming out on what they can and cannot do. And it's a good way to go, don't get me wrong. But there again, I like my motorcycle, and I will never, ever, never have an electric motorcycle. And I like the convenience of being able to just throw some gas in it and go. And if they perfect these hybrids, okay, maybe the next truck I buy in 5 or 10 years, I'll look at it. But until then, it's not the way for me, that's for sure. And that's the way a lot of people are thinking about it, too. Now, one more thing I want to throw at you is what happens with these electric vehicles when you get into a situation and there was a multiple car pileup and you're stuck out on the highway, side of the expressway, and the only way you can keep warm is to run your heater and your car goes dead.
WRHW478, I hope you guys don't mind me jumping in here. Name's Howard.
Ed.
So you guys talk about, you know, the maintenance on the cars and the batteries and all, but you got to look at the bigger picture. You can't even go in some states without rolling blackouts. The electric grid to supply all of this, if everybody started, you know, one car, one electric car per family, our electric grid in this country wouldn't support it. Plus, to get into wind turbines, you know, the cost to put one of those windmills up and all of the fossil fuel used to make that, you know, the actual metal in the turbine, the concrete pad that you got to pour, it's going to take years before you'll even recoup the cost of that in the savings from switching over.